Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are working together to create the unique success that we are each called to live. I am Catherine Lang, your ever faithful and always faith-filled encourager extraordinaire, because we need encouragers in our life so that we can have the courage we need for our lives. It will take courage. Sometimes it takes courage just to get out of bed in the morning. And sometimes it takes more courage than we can muster on our own. That's why we need each other. We are stronger and we are bolder when we're walking this world together. When we are walking out our purpose and our design together. I shared a story recently over on the website, www.catherinelang.com, about how to choose the right team. We need to choose people to be on our team, but we need to know who we choose to walk with us. And sometimes it's more important to have the right people than to have any people. The day after I wrote the article about walking laps around the yard, my son decided he was going to join me on the walk. It was nice having him along with me, but it was even more challenging than doing it on my own. He pushed me to walk faster, even though he wasn't trying to push me to walk faster. I just wanted to be better while he was along for the journey. He talked with me as we walked, and anyone who has exercised knows that talking adds to the difficulty level. And I did better when he joined the walk. Now he started asking if I'm going to walk or when I'm going to walk. So his desire to participate has pushed me to go even when I don't want to go or when I'm looking for an excuse not to go. He is holding me accountable because of his enthusiasm to participate. I don't just need others around me to encourage me. I need others around me that are going to help me stand and stand firm against the attacks. The attacks of complacency, or the attacks of procrastination, or the attacks of regret, or the attacks of doubt. I mean, the list seems to never slow down and definitely never stops. The more I step out into my unique design, the more I seem to paint a target on myself, declaring, here I am, why don't attack me? Or at least that's how it feels. Only it's not me that puts the target on me. It's the enemy. The last thing the enemy needs is a bunch of people doing what they're designed to do. That kind of activity, it would change the world as we know it. And the enemy knows that. So the enemy is determined to keep me and to keep you in check, and he uses attacks to do that. The attack comes at my weakest points, because you never attack a stronghold. I need to identify my weak points so I'm prepared. The attacks come from my friends, because who better to knock you down than the one that is closest to you, right? The attacks come from my family, because the people that I love the most have the greatest possibility of hurting me the most. The attacks come from organized religion, because I have trust in this particular group. And that particular group says they love me no matter what, and therefore I am susceptible to attack from and through that group. And the attacks come, period. The attacks are coming. So I have to arm myself in preparation for the attacks. The world tells us to work on our weaknesses, to focus on those areas where we struggle the most. The world is wrong. Like it is so often in so many different places. But when it comes to walking out a life in faith and on faith, the world is never going to understand or comprehend how to make that a reality. We do best when we work in our strengths, but we also have to shore up our weaknesses. Now, my husband can cook, and he will, but he and I both know that cooking is not one of his strengths. It's one of my strengths. He gets frustrated when I leave him with the reins. The food will be good, but it will take longer and he will not enjoy the process. On the flip side, my husband is a much better cleaner than I am. I mean, he gets into the crevices and the cracks in a way that I would never even have thought about doing, much less actually have done. I can do the cleaning and it will get clean, but he does a much better job than I would know how to do. Over the years, we've learned to work within our strengths and we let others work in their strengths. It is those times when we're trying to follow the rules they set that we step out of what works in our journey. And when we try to conform to the world and we step out of what works for our journey instead of doing what we know to do, then we fall into the hole. We fall into the trap. We are susceptible to that attack. When I am moving away from where I know to be, then I am stepping into the trappings of the attack. My weaknesses are definitely part of those trappings. I need to find ways to protect in my weaknesses so that I can continue to grow and walk out my strengths, because this is where I find the place of comfort and protection that will keep me standing strong even when the attacks come. I also need to be aware of the ways and the tactics of the enemy so that I am prepared for those attacks and I can stand strong in and through those attacks. The attacks are going to come. The more I am aware and the more prepared and geared up I am, then the better the outcome will be for me. I have to know the enemy by knowing the strengths and weaknesses of myself and of the one that protects me, the one that is fighting for me. When I understand that the attacks are going to come, then I can prepare for how I'm going to live through and handle those attacks when they do show up. Hope matters because the attacks are going to come. Sometimes the attacks are from areas that are expected, or maybe even moments where I am prepared for them to come. More often than not, they are sniper attacks or Trojan horses that hit me right between the eyes even before I know the attack is underway. No matter how they come, the attacks come. The attacks are designed to knock me down, to knock me out of the game, or just to simply knock me off balance. Whatever is necessary to stop me from doing what I need to do and what I'm designed to do, that is a successful attack. The longer it can hold me down or hold me back, the better. I can't avoid the attacks, even though I may be able to dodge a few now and then. I have to find my way to prepare for the attacks so that I can work through and stand strong when they do come. First, I need to identify my weaknesses. There are certain times of the month when I am more vulnerable to attacks than I am at others. I finally caught on to this attack schedule when I started comparing my journey and my journal to my calendar. Once I identified my weak points, I began doubling up on my defensive gear during those times. Weaknesses can also come in the form of past hurts. I recently recognized that part of my hesitation to work in the garden stems from the emotional scars inflicted by a yellow jacket attack. Knowing this weakness will help me find ways or people that can help me do what needs to be done anyway. When I identify my weakness or my weaknesses, then I can shore up those areas and I can be prepared for when the enemy attacks through those areas. I can also enlist the support of others that are stronger in these areas than I am. 2, I need to recognize the attacks do come from my friends. They may not intend to hurt me, and sometimes they may mean exactly what they did, but my friends are close enough to strike a harsh blow. I had a friend that lied to me about something so that she could get that very thing for herself. It was years before I recognized that attack for what it really was. I had another situation where a friend stopped talking to me broke off all communication, and I still have no understanding of why. She just left, and that attack still haunts me on some days. Sometimes the attacks come from my friends, and sometimes they come through my friends. When I recognize that friends are on the top methods, and they're one of the top methods of attacks that the enemy is going to use, then I can better prepare for what might come. 3, I need to recognize that attacks come from my family. Again, sometimes those attacks are direct from my family, and sometimes they are just through my family. Both can be equally devastating if I'm not prepared, and sometimes even when I am prepared. I was helping out with a family situation. It was extended family, but I was raised that family is family, and once removed doesn't take away that responsibility. So my husband and I rearranged our entire schedules and our lives to step up and help. I was berated by the other members of the family. I was even blocked by the other members, not because of what I was doing, but as a way of distracting me from what I was supposed to be doing. It was a direct assault from the enemy. 4, I need to recognize that attacks come from organized religion. Sometimes I think the attacks come that direction because I put too much stock into organized religion. I want them to be the easy button for my journey. But other times I realize that if the enemy can break me away from the fellowship, then I'm ripe to be knocked out of the game. It's like the pride of lions working together to distract one of the antelope from the herd. In the herd, the antelopes are protected. Alone, they are devoured by the lions. The enemy wants to get me alone and wants to attack me and is going to use organized religion sometimes just so that the enemy can push me in that direction. I need to be aware not only of the attacks, but of the position that I need to have in organized religion, and also that organized religion should have in my life. There is no easy button. These last 3 points have been focused on relationships because relationships are vital to standing strong in this world. But I need to be sure that the relationships I'm invested in and that I'm invested in growing are the same relationships that are invested in growing me. 5, I need to be armed up and ready for the attack. My husband, my sons, and I would come together and put on our armor of God every morning when we were together. When we were apart, we would each do it out of habit because it's something we did on a regular basis. I personally invest in scripture reading every morning or most mornings, but believe me, I can tell a difference on those mornings when I don't invest. And I have also learned that when something happens or something is said, there is a hidden agenda. There's a hidden reason that's very different, and it's far beneath the surface incident. When I keep my calm and I choose to dig down, I discover the real reason and I can foil the attack. And for me, I now understand that I'm God's lightning rod. I'm here to take a bolt so that it doesn't knock everyone around me out. I've had a couple of people really lash out against me for no reason whatsoever. And then they would come and apologize to me later for lashing out. And they wouldn't understand why they lashed out at me and attacked me. But I know now. I recognize it now. And because I know, I can stand strong through the attack without taking it personally. Arming up will mean different things to different people. But we do have to take the time to arm up if we're going to stand under the attack. And we're going to have to stand firm against the attack if we're going to walk out boldly this unique design that we're each called to walk out. I have to know, recognize, and defend myself against the attacks of the enemy. I am designed to walk a unique path, but not everyone will be excited that I'm taking this journey. There will even be people that will try to hinder my walk, either by trying to distract me with the right way or just by stepping right in my face to keep me from moving. The world is always attacking those that dare to move in their own direction, the direction that God designed before the beginning of time, and that God is encouraging those people, those very people, to walk out. I've watched in my own life how this happens. I take that first step and all is well. I take that next step and things are moving along. I take a few more steps and there may be a little rock in the road or maybe a root sticking up that causes me to stumble a little, but it doesn't slow me down. So I take a few more steps and then I start walking boldly. I start walking it out in a bold determination. And the bolder I become, the more annoyed the enemy gets until, quite literally, all hell breaks loose on me. The enemy sends everything he's got. The enemy comes at me from every direction. I get the phone call telling me I'm doing everything wrong. I get the letter saying that the promised benefit is not coming through. I get the email telling me that I'm late or that I didn't get the position. Bam! Just like that, the attacks blindside me. And now I'm laying in a ditch. Unless I recognize that I'm going to be attacked, and I pray up a hedge of protection around me and my family, and I stay alert and aware for the attacks. Then the attacks may still come, but I will be prepared to handle, or at least prepared to survive, what comes my way. Paul knew it was a battle. He had been beaten, shipwrecked, left for dead, locked in jail, and those were on his good days. But seriously, Paul knew the enemy was constantly looking for ways to take down those that were trying to live out Christ. In Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, Paul explains to us how to armor up. It reads like this: be strong in the Lord and draw your strength from him and through your relationship with him. Put on the full armor of God so that you are protected and prepared to stand up against all that the enemy may throw your way. Remember that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the powers and the forces of the world. So don't take it personally. This is a spiritual battle. Put on the complete armor of God. Gird your loins with truth. Tighten up the waistband of truth that holds everything up. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the boots of the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith to stop the darts and arrows of the enemy. And put on the helmet of salvation. And take up the sword of the Spirit, the offensive weapon that lets us fight against the enemy and stand strong in the Word. It is a war, and the attacks will come. I have to be prepared, or I will be overwhelmed. James keeps it simple, and I like it when it's kept simple. In James 4:7, he gives us very simple instructions, very basic instructions for standing up to the attacks of the enemy. It reads like this: submit yourself to God and be obedient to his directions. When you are in his will and walking in his way with boldness, then the enemy will flee from you, because you will be in a position to resist all of his attacks. I am prepared for the attacks when I am focused on the one that has already won it all. The battle is done. I'm on the winning team. When I stay in God and I stay focused on God, then I can stand strong against the enemy, because it's not just me. I'm standing in the full armament of God. I am standing bold and prepared for the battle because I am in the protective wrap, the protective armor of God. And when I'm in that position, there is nothing that the world can do or that the enemy can do that can hinder me, because it's not me, it's God. God has already won. God created it all. God planned it all. God sees it all. And God has already declared victory. When I stand in that victory, then I am going to fulfill my design. But I have to recognize that the attacks are still going to come. The enemy's still going to try to distract me. The enemy's still going to use my friends and my family and organized religion to try to knock me off balance, because that's what the enemy is designed to do, to keep me from fulfilling what I'm designed to do. Knowing the attacks will allow me to position myself to stand strong, to stand bold, to say that there is nothing in this world that can hinder a heart set focused on God. Just look at the life Jesus led, not because he was Jesus, but because he was completely and totally focused on being who God designed him to be and fulfilling his purpose in God. When I get to that place, then everything becomes possible. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.